My guest at this time is retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He is also a Fox News military analyst. He joins me now to discuss the significance of several curious developments in Russia and whether we're being exposed to mere propaganda or whether we have quite a bit to be concerned about in the coming weeks and months. And Captain Nash, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
A lot of different news sites reporting on this. This is the Yahoo kind of consolidation of recent events. It says, with diplomatic relations between Moscow and Washington at their lowest point since the Cold War, turning on Russian television can be an alarming experience. For the past month, Russian media outlets have been punctuated with reports asking people whether they are ready for nuclear war, with Russian state-owned channel NTV saying, if it should happen one day, every one of you should know where the nearest bomb shelter is. It's best to find out now. And it says anti-Americanism is not rare on Russian state news, nor is it an inclination for the apocalyptic. But more notable than the intensity of the warnings has been how Russian government ministries have joined in the alarms in recent weeks. Since September, Russia has conducted a nationwide civil defense drill purportedly involving 40 million people, preparing them for catastrophes, including nuclear fallout. Even more bluntly, Russia announced this week it was moving nuclear-capable ballistic missiles into its northern European enclave of Kaliningrad, putting them within striking distance of Western capitals. So, Captain Nash, is this just saber-rattling in an elaborate level, or is there actual territorial ambition here?
I think this is the continuing pressure that Russia is putting against NATO and the West, and moving the missiles into Kaliningrad, into the oblast there, is a direct pressure slash threat slash intimidation of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, the Baltic states. There has been continued discussion ever since the Russians moved in and re-annexed the Crimea, then started putting pressure on eastern Ukraine. It was assumed by a lot of people that their next move would be to make a move against the Baltic states. And by doing what they're doing, the other thing that they have done is they have sent warnings, public warnings, to all Russian citizens overseas to bring their children back and get them out of Western countries. So, it's means, motive, and opportunity for a criminal. In the military context, you need capability and you need intent. So, do they have the capability? Yes. What about the intent? And what they're doing is they are currently making a case to have intent so that the other element is credibility. And what happens is when you start doing all of this preparation, you have to start to change your calculus on what the intent is, and the credibility notch moves up. So you have to take it seriously. And with all the U.S. is dealing with right now, throwing this on top of it, shattering NATO would be Putin's best opportunity in the few days remaining, relatively few days remaining, he has with a weak administration in the U.S.
We're talking with retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. And, Captain, do you think that he's waiting to see how and if we actually have any sort of response to all this? Or has he already calculated that there's probably not going to be much of one?
I think he's probably calculated that there won't be much of one, and that what will happen is, much like countries in the northern littoral of Africa, and in the Levant, whether it be Syria or Turkey, you start looking at those countries that were used to be aligned with the United States, like Egypt and Tunisia and all these other countries. And what's happened is, because of that measured intent, that measured capability, those countries on the northern littoral of Africa have now started aligning themselves more with Putin's Russia and away from the United States, because they've seen how we have thrown our allies under the bus. We've withdrawn from the region, and now they're looking for who's going to be the dominant power, who's got the credibility. And unfortunately, we have unraveled decades worth of good work to have those countries align with the United States, and it's all unraveled in the last 8 years.
Chuck, when it comes to Putin's strategy, do you think he's likely to go big or more incremental? The latter seems to be his approach when he goes into Georgia and he's saying, oh, we don't want all of Georgia. We just want a couple of these provinces. Oh, we just want Crimea. We're not really in Ukraine. Do you think he's going to make some sort of case for part of one of the Baltics and then the rest of the world he's expecting won't make a big deal out of it rather than something larger?
Well, I think he will be incremental. What he's doing is it's sort of like a vise, and he's slowly tightening the vise, not to do something so quickly that it would cause an immediate reaction or a harsh reaction. But when you think of how Hitler made his move in World War II, when he sent some troops into an area that was forbidden by the World War I treaty. It was a demilitarized zone west of Germany and in northeast of France. And he sent some troops in there. And the post-war documents that they found that the German Wehrmacht had said, if there's any resistance at all, it could have been a policeman come up and resisted these troops, they were going to pull back and overthrow Hitler. But instead, the Germans went in, nothing happened, and then the next thing you know, boy, it's the, you know, they're moving into all these other countries, Poland, and that's finally when the U.S. got involved and declared war. So what's Putin doing? I think he's a student of history. He understands that as long as he doesn't do anything really dramatic, the only real dramatic thing was reannexing the Crimea, nothing happened. Now he's putting the pressure on. He's continuing to tighten the vise. The U.S. has withdrawn. Our political system appears to be in chaos from a foreign perspective. And now what are these NATO allies supposed to do? They're looking around. They realize they're suffering from banking crisis. You're looking at Deutsche Bank maybe going under. All of these things are happening in Europe. And here is this guy just slowly tightening that vise.
Whether it's from a political perspective, from the administration or the Pentagon, do we have a plan to deter this, whether it's diplomatic, military, assisting allies on the other side of the Atlantic, or some sort of combination? Or are we going to be caught flat-footed if he actually does something here?
Well, there are plans in existence. There are standing war plans. I've worked them. And they all involve NATO and the resupply of NATO. And it all falls under what's termed Article 5 of the NATO Treaty, which says an attack against one is an attack against all. And since the Soviet Union fell, some of the former republics of the Soviet Union have joined NATO, most notably Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, the Baltic states. So if he were to overtly move military forces into there, now you have the question, do the old school NATO countries, England, France, Germany, et al., do they see these newbie NATO countries as true peers where they are willing to go to war against Russia on the behest of these guys, or does the whole NATO treaty fall apart? And what will they do a priori to make sure they're never faced with that? What would they be willing to give up and negotiate so as never to be tested that strongly?
Captain, last question before we let you go. You and I have talked before about how you believe that Putin may try to accomplish something territorial or otherwise in the remaining months that President Obama is in office. How likely do you think it is that he'll try to do something soon here?
I think what he's doing is, I don't know that it's going to be overt military action. I doubt that it would be overt military action. I think what he's doing is he is continuing to embarrass and show U.S. weakness to cause those fracture lines within NATO to open and deepen. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to shake the resolve of NATO and say to the Europeans, look, we control your gas. We're the Europeans. The Americans are taking care of themselves. This thing is a mess. Let's just get along over here, shall we? And that way we won't have to go to war with each other. And I think a lot of the NATO allies would be very, very amenable to that siren song.
Chuck, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
My pleasure.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's also a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.